Hey, what's up? This is Derek. This is the Barrage Bass Podcast. How's everybody doing? We're not your normal podcast, okay? We're not your normal podcast because we don't sit and interview popular people. We don't. Try and give you a code at the end of the podcast or at the beginning of the podcast talking about go get this protein candy bar. I do not believe in protein candy bars. I do not get my protein from candy bars. I get my protein from food. I haven't had protein powder in quite some time. And I honestly really think that comes down to money. I mean, protein powder is pretty expensive. Used to mix it with milk, but now, but if I had it, I would mix it with water for the simple fact that I'm lactose intolerant. But nonetheless, I haven't that I get my protein from food and I get my protein numbers pretty good for the most part. If you are not getting your protein numbers, you need to include food and protein powder if you can afford it. If that's not the case, then you just need to protein, protein, protein. Switching gears. Got a DM this morning. A direct message on facebook.com/TheBariatrica from a longtime follower. Pretty disturbing. Me try to think this out real quick. So, and I know you're listening because you're an avid listener. And you mentioned in the direct message that you were listening to the podcast and you wanted to connect. Sorry, a call came in. Hopefully, there isn't any audio issues. Scam likely. Of course, my information has been leaked anyway. So, I get this direct message from one of my followers. I told them I was going to be using this as a subject on my next podcast for the simple fact that a lot of people can relate. So, some can't relate because some don't have the mental health issues that others have. So I'm not going to go into the story. I'm not going to talk about what we talked about. I'm not going to exploit how horrible this person, how horrible of a life this person's having. But I'm going to use it as a tool, like I told that individual, to try and reach that one person who can relate. Because that's what it's all about, is relating to others, right? So when you go and you follow somebody who's got a shit ton of followers, regardless of what they're doing, whether they're, talking the talk, the written word, meaning making posts, or the spoken word, which is what I'm doing right now. Water break. I mean this like you're sitting in front of me right now. I can relate because I've been there. I've dealt with addiction. I've dealt with suicidal ideology. I've dealt with major, major life-changing depression. Just made a post on Facebook. I'm going to read it to you because I can't remember it, of course. Very important. Follow us, facebook.com/TheBariatrica, one word. I said in this post, let them judge you, let them misunderstand you, let them gossip about you. Their opinions are not your problems. You stay kind and committed to love and free to your authenticity. No matter what they do or say, never doubt your worth and the beauty of your truth. I believe in you, keep saying. That's what I'm doing right now. For those of you who have been following us for a long time, my content has kind of shifted from, you know, hyper motivation to and nutrition to mental health, because that's where I believe the platform of Ground Zero starts, is at least working on your mental health. You can have all the tools in the world to help you lose, regain, to help you prevent, regain, to help you prepare for your surgery, whatever. But if you don't fix why you're here in the first place, I can't say you're wasting your time, but you're wasting your time. Why am I here in the first place? The person that I'm talked to this morning had a very, very rough upbringing, worse than mine. You know, maybe I'll talk about it someday. It's pretty private, but it's one of those things where take a step back. And I know you're listening. You're not alone. I'm going to quote a song. It's called Out of Hell by In This Moment. You are not alone. I'm standing by your side. The struggle makes you beautiful. Out of hell we will climb. I'm with you. Now you got my phone number. You can text me at any time. You can message me on Facebook, TikTok, whatever. I'll be by your side through this. I won't be in front of you. I won't be behind you. I'll be by your side. You need to prepare yourself to be able to struggle. Just like I said in the last podcast, you need to be prepared to struggle. It's important. It's extremely important. I mean, the comfort zone, like I spoke earlier. It's a place where no progress is made at all. Other than getting through your shows, I got Netflix playing in the background. no progress. And it's hard. I get it. This person suicidal. Almost to the point that I want to contact your family. But I'm not going to. If it gets to that point, yeah, I'll contact the authorities or I'll contact the family. I care. But you can only do so much to help people. You can only say so much to help somebody who is in the dark. So like I said, you are not alone. I'm standing by your side, even though I'm not there with you. I take time out. No matter what I'm doing at that point, to talk to you. The struggle makes you beautiful. Out of hell you will climb. It's a hell of a song, Larry. From In This Moment. Go check it out. It's called Out of Hell. It's kind of hard to put into words what I feel right now. And what I'm trying to purvey as a message to this person. I did ask them if I could use part of their story in the podcast, and they said yes, but I'm leaving out names, I'm leaving out details. There are people in our community that are going through the same thing. They're just not saying anything, and that's the problem. A lot of people in our community are going through so many mental health issues and so many depression problems, and they're not saying anything, and that's the silent killer. Is it'll eat you alive, you won't do anything about it. Like I said in my last podcast, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to be depressed. It's okay to, excuse me, have suicidal ideology. It's okay to be not what you or what everybody else believes is perfect. But it's not okay to do nothing about it. You can't just stay there stagnant, hoping for the best when you're not doing anything about it. You're not working towards an end. I mean, I've dealt with depression a lot here, especially in the last 4 years. A lot of us have dealt with a lot of depression and mental health issues since this COVID bullshit started. Honestly, I didn't connect the dots until this year, as far as what COVID has done to my mental health. Regardless if it's, our economy spiraling out of control, or we're stressed about the future. We're stressed about the election. We're stressed about how much money we're making or how much money we're not making. It's hitting hard. It's really hitting hard. And it's affecting our children as well. Those of you who have children, they don't understand. They don't understand the importance of talking about your problems. And even if they do understand the importance of talking about your problems, they can't, how would I say this? They can't describe, they can't define their feelings like we can. So if you're listening to this, other than the person that sent me a DM at 3 o'clock this morning, if you're listening to this and you have a little bit of what I'm talking about, understand you're not alone. People come out and say you just need to talk to somebody. That is absolute truth. You just need to talk. One of the most important things I ever did, like I told you in the last podcast, I keep on going back and getting going from that podcast, was when I was going through, actually yesterday was the anniversary when I was locked up, when I tried to take my life. Well, I didn't try to take my life, but I was on the edge of getting ready to take my life, and I ended up getting locked up in a mental health institution. Like I said yesterday, it was a very sobering day because I knew what the day was. I knew what I went through when I was there. I knew what it did to my family. I knew how much it upset Charisse. I knew how much it upset my father and the rest of my family. And I feel bad for it and I feel guilty for it. But I can't beat myself over the head because of it. Because why? It's in the past. There's a lot of things that I'm hung up on when it comes to my past that I have a difficult time letting go. Eventually, I'll be able to let go. I can promise you that. So if you're hanging on to things that are in the past, you got to find a way to let go. If it's not somebody forgiving you, if it's not you having a deep, deep talk with yourself having a deep conversation with your inner voices, like I talk about, then it's maybe it's seeing a psychologist or something as simple as DMing somebody who can relate, calling somebody who can relate, speaking with a coworker, friend, family member who can relate. It's not okay to not do anything about this, and you need to start. Don't become a statistic. There's a lot of problems going on out in our world right now, and a lot of people are dying. They're taking their lives. They're being reckless. They're drinking, popping pills, doing illicit drugs, chain smoking, whatever you want to call it. They're reckless. Do something about it and take baby steps. If you can't take big steps, take baby steps. I mean, great example of my baby step. Usually, so I got to be work at 6 a.m. Usually, I will set my alarm for 5, 5:15, and 5:20, and hit snooze until I get to 5:30. Then I got 30 minutes to get to work, which doesn't work very well. My number one baby step is I've stopped doing that, and I've started getting up at 5. I do my SI joint stretches. I get my food ready. I get coffee ready. And I go to work. Those simple changes make a difference. Taking a shower every day, washing your hair. I know sometimes Sheree says it's not a good idea to wash your hair every single day, but nonetheless, still getting in the shower every single day instead of avoiding it because you're too tired or you're uninspired, or you feel horrible or you're depressed. Baby steps. Start there, doing something simple. I love you guys very much. Again, do not hesitate to DM me. Facebook, our Facebook platform is the best place to DM us. We get notifications via the messenger on there. I don't turn on notifications for TikTok or Instagram, but I do for Facebook. So message me on Facebook, facebook.com/TheGaryAshkin. If you don't have Facebook, go to TikTok. I look at my TikTok messages as well. TikTok is Bariatric Badass. Instagram is Bariatric Badass. Twitter, X, call it what you want, is Barry Badass. BARIBADASS. I'm here. I will take time out to talk to you. Again, if we have to talk on video, we will. I love you guys very much. You're not alone. I'm standing by your side. This bariatric struggle, this mental health struggle makes you beautiful. And how does it make you beautiful? Because it's defining you. It's showing your strengths, but you don't see it. Another day goes by is another day that you were able to move on. Out of hell, we will climb together. Love you very much. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. And definitely, definitely, definitely take care of each other. Peace.